Meera Nair, director of the films Salaam Bombay and Mississippi Masala, has a new comedy opening today in New York. It's called Monsoon Wedding, and it chronicles the extravagant marital preparations of a Punjabi family. Bob Mondello says U.S. audiences may find some of the specifics unfamiliar, but they will recognize the slightly crazed glint in the eyes of everyone involved.
The groom's family showed up with more gifts than expected, and a bushel's worth of golden marigold petals have fallen off the triumphal wedding arch, and the tent that will protect guests from torrential rains not only isn't waterproofed, but is the wrong color. So it's probably not the right moment for the bride's little brother to throw a tantrum.
I hate you both. You don't even understand one thing about me.
You talk to me like that, you understand?
Fine, I just won't talk to you at all.
Are you? Happy, na? Happy with what you've done?
I did not mean to upset him like that. Why couldn't you say something?
Don't talk to me, okay? Just don't talk to me.
Wedding nerves are clearly the same the world over, and judging from appearances, they're only compounded when the bride and groom barely know each other. In this case, the groom, a Houston engineer, has come to Delhi for a marriage arranged by his parents. He and the bride, who works for a TV show called Delhi.com, have had barely a weekend together, but they've discovered they rather like each other, enough so that she feels she has to level with him about an affair she's been having with her married boss. It's been over for about 12 hours. The groom naturally explodes, but then thinks a bit, realizes he's being reached out to, and has a change of heart.
I really appreciate your telling me about Vikram. You didn't have to, but you did. That honesty means a lot to me. Yeah, I know it's a risk, but what marriage isn't a risk? Whether our parents introduce us or whether we meet in a club, what difference does it make? I know we can put this behind us. I believe we can be happy. As for the question of whether we should get married or not, it's really for you to answer.
Meanwhile, the caterer has fallen for one of the family's maids, and the bride's cousin is revealing a long-buried secret that may tear the family apart, and relatives who haven't seen each other since they were children are behaving like children. In short, it's a wedding, and in director Meera Nair's hands, that means a riot of color and comedy mixed with traditions that she keeps proving aren't quite as exotic and unfamiliar as they initially seem. The application of henna designs on hands, for instance, which inspires the women to gossip in their Punjabi dialect, will spark smiles from anyone who's ever participated in a bridal shower. The director isn't exactly plowing new dramatic ground in Monsoon Wedding, but she does manage, as she did in Salaam Bombay and Mississippi Masala, to get a substantial amount of social commentary into her story. There are shots of urban India alternating with wedding shots, a plot thread cribbed from upstairs downstairs, and an explosively unnerving family dispute that wouldn't make it into most films from either Hollywood or Bollywood. But that's what makes Nair so refreshingly independent as a filmmaker. Why should she shrink from life's storms, after all, when they can be used to bring life to Monsoon Wedding? I'm Bob Mondello.